APA News for Friday, November 1st. I'm Ben Thomas. Heading into the presidential campaign's final weekend, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump focused on Midwest battleground states Friday. Rita Foley has a look at their pitches.
So, who should you vote for? Donald Trump and Kamala Harris have some advice.
You can't have her as your president.
Turn the page on a decade of Donald Trump.
She just says anything that comes to her mind. She's a liar. She's worse than Crooked Hillary. At least Hillary was intelligent.
Donald Trump trying to keep us divided and afraid of each other. We're done with that. We're done. We're exhausted with it.
Okay, so who's going to win?
We're doing very well. I think we're leading by a lot.
And in less than 90 days, it will either be him or me in the Oval Office.
Experts say this election is a dead heat. I'm Rita Foley.
Meantime, Norman Hall reports a legal fight over Elon Musk's $1 million-a-day voter sweepstakes is back in state court in Pennsylvania.
A loss for the billionaire after a federal judge said Friday that he doesn't have jurisdiction. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner wants to keep his fight to shut down the giveaways in state court, calling it a violation of state lottery laws. Musk had argued the case belonged in federal court as it involved claims of federal election interference. Musk's political organization aims to boost Donald Trump's presidential campaign. The district attorney has said he could still consider criminal charges. I'm Norman Hall.
The last major pre-election economic report shows employers added just 12,000 jobs in October, but economists note strikes and hurricanes left many temporarily off payrolls. The unemployment rate remained at a low 4.1%. Overseas, Israel pummeled Gaza and Lebanon again Friday. The Lebanese health ministry says at least 52 people killed there. In central Gaza, 25 bodies recovered. Meantime, the Pentagon sending more bombers, fighter jets, and warships to the region. This is AP News. Song of the Summer to Word of the Year, Collins Dictionary declaring it brat.
The word used by singer Charlie XCX as the title of her sixth studio album has been defined as a confident, independent, and hedonistic attitude. It gave way to the phrase brat summer, which Collins experts said was one of the most talked about words of 2024. The word also grew in popularity after XCX endorsed Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris by posting "Kamala is brat" on social media. Another word on the 2024 list is era, described as a period of one's life or career that is of a distinctive character.
Best believe I'm still bejeweled when I walk in the room. I can still make the whole place shimmer.
That's inspired by Taylor Swift's World Conquering Eras Tour. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.